Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Thursday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Their own strength could not save them. It was your strength and the light of your face.
Their own strength could not save them.
It was your strength and the light of your face.
We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the story of the things you did in their days, you, yourself, in days long ago.
To plant them, you uprooted the nations. to let them spread you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land, no arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them.
It is you, my king, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you, we beat down our foes. In your name, we trampled our aggressors.
For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes. It was you who put our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praised your name without ceasing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Their own strength could not save them. It was your strength and the light of your face.
Turn back to the Lord. He will not hide his face.
Turn back to the Lord. He will not hide his face.
Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will.
You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale.
You make us the taunt of our neighbors, the laughingstock of all who are near. Among the nations, you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision.
All day long my disgrace is before me. My face is covered with shame at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and avenger.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Turn back to the Lord. He will not hide his face.
Arise, Lord, do not abandon us forever.
Arise, Lord, do not abandon us forever.
This befell us, that we had not forgotten you, though we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows and covered us with the shadow of death.
Had we forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to another God? Would not God have found this out, he who knows the secrets of the heart? It is for you we face death all day long and are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Awake, O Lord. Why do you sleep? Arise, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our oppression and misery?
For we are brought down low to the dust. Our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you foretold that we would share in the persecutions that brought you to a violent death. The church formed at the cost of your precious blood has even now conformed to your passion. May it be transformed now and eternally by the power of your resurrection.
Arise, Lord, do not abandon us forever.
Let the light of your face shine on me, O Lord.
Teach me your ways of holiness.
From the Book of Job. Zophar the Naamathite spoke out and said, Should not the man of many words be answered, or must the garrulous man necessarily be right? Shall your babblings keep men silent, and shall you deride and no one give rebuke? Shall you say, My teaching is pure, and I am clean in your sight? But oh, that God would speak and open his lips against you, and tell you that the secrets of wisdom are twice as effective, so you might learn that God will make you answer for your guilt. Can you penetrate the designs of God? Dare you vie with the perfection of the Almighty? It is higher than the heavens. What can you do? It is deeper than the nether world. What can you know? It is longer than the earth in measure, and broader than the sea. If he seize and imprison, or call to judgment, who then can say him nay? For he knows the worthlessness of men, and sees iniquity. Will he then ignore it? Will empty man then gain understanding, and the wild jackass be made docile? If you set your heart aright, and stretch out your hands toward him, if you remove all iniquity from your conduct, and let not injustice dwell in your tent, surely then you may lift up your face in innocence, you may stand firm and unafraid, for then you shall forget your misery, or recall it like waters that have ebbed away. Then your life shall be brighter than the noonday, its gloom shall become as the morning, and you shall be secure, because there is hope. You shall look round you and lie down in safety, and you shall take your rest with none to disturb. Many shall entreat your favor, but the wicked, looking on, shall be consumed with envy. Escape shall be cut off from them. They shall wait to expire.
We are afflicted in every way, but never overwhelmed. We are bewildered, but never lose hope.
We suffer persecution, but have not been abandoned.
At every moment we carry in our bodies the death of Jesus, so that in our bodies the life of Jesus may also be manifested.
We suffer persecution, but have not been abandoned.
A reading from the Moral Reflections on Job by St. Gregory the Great, Pope. How must we interpret this law of God? How, if not by love? The love that stamps the precepts of right living on the mind and bids us put them into practice. Listen to truth speaking of this law. This is my commandment, that you love one another. Listen to Paul. The whole law, he declares, is summed up in love. And again, help one another in your troubles, and you will fulfill the law of Christ. The law of Christ, does anything other than love more fittingly describe it? Truly we are keeping this law when out of love we go to the help of a brother in trouble. But we are told that this law is manifold. Why? Because love's lively concern for others is reflected in all the virtues. It begins with two commands, but it soon embraces many more. Paul gives a good summary of its various aspects. Love is patient, he says, and kind. It is never jealous or conceited. Its conduct is blameless. It is not ambitious, not selfish, not quick to take offense. It harbors no evil thoughts, does not gloat over others' sins, but is gladdened by an upright life. The man ruled by this love shows his patience by bearing wrongs with equanimity, his kindness by generously repaying good for evil. Jealousy is foreign to him. It is impossible to envy worldly success when he has no worldly desires. He is not conceited. The prizes he covets lie within. Outward blessings do not elate him. His conduct is blameless, for he cannot do wrong in devoting himself entirely to the love of God and his neighbor. He is not ambitious. The welfare of his own soul is what he cares about. Apart from that, he seeks nothing. He is not selfish. Unable to keep anything he has in the world, he is as indifferent to it as if it were another's. Indeed, in his eyes, nothing is his own. But what will be so always? He is not quick to take offense. Even under provocation, thought of revenge never crosses his mind. The reward he seeks hereafter will be greater in proportion to his endurance. He harbors no evil thoughts. Hatred is utterly rooted out of the heart, whose only love is goodness. Thoughts that defile a man can find no entry. He does not gloat over others' sins. No, an enemy's fall affords him no delight, for loving all men, he longs for their salvation. On the other hand, he is gladdened by an upright life. Since he loves others as himself, he takes as much pleasure in whatever good he sees in them as if the progress were his own. That is why this law of God is manifold.
Owe no one anything except to love one another, for whoever loves his neighbor fulfills the law.
Love is the fulfillment of the law.
All God's commands are summed up in one. Love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Love is the fulfillment of the law.
Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that the course of our world may be directed by your peaceful rule, and that your church may rejoice, untroubled in her devotion, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.